When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hurts under center. He goes with a pitch to Barkley. Barkley across the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10. Goodbye!
That was the call last night on Eagles Radio. Good morning, Metroplex. We are loaded here in the firehouse. About to be really loaded with this Tolo dropping by with this tequila.
Dude.
Look at these bottles.
Looks fantastic.
On the fan cam.
Great looking bottle.
Pepe, he brought one for you as well.
Thank you.
Give a shout out.
This is
which one are you giving?
It's Joel. Joel brought these by, and this is my I don't know what this is. The añejo, is that what that is?
Yeah.
And so I don't know what the difference is. I know that it's alcohol.
Drink a sip. Lower your voice a little bit.
You want me to?
No. He drank enough last night.
Hair of the dog, right?
So Pepe, he dropped by a bottle for you as well.
I think we should give it to Eric instead.
No. Don't do that.
Come on, Pepe.
Come on. I need that, man. I need that.
The fellas were
just drink partying. It out of the studio. There's plenty in there.
The fellas were partying while watching Thursday night. There's nothing wrong that there's alcohol in the building. He's going around trying to get y'all in trouble. Chiafalo, Bobby with his videos.
I know. I see that.
Alcohol, beer,
blowing up our spot.
This and that. Yes. Eric Chiafalo has stopped by. Oh, this is the final firehouse tour of the year in Roanoke Station Number 1. We still have some fan beanies. I'm getting the text message. Grab me one. Hide me one. We got to leave it for the peeps that are coming out here. So come on out, stop on by, and grab some breakfast as well. What did you think, Chiafalo, over the fourth down decision? Dan Quinn is getting roasted, did not kick the field goal. Saquon goes crazy. Eagles beat the Commanders.
Yeah, I felt like that was a moment, and the analytics reflect that you should have probably kicked the field goal there. I don't crush him for wanting to be aggressive. I understand, but there was still plenty of time left in the game, and then you put pressure back on the Eagles to have to go score again, and you know you're going to have enough time to match that and maybe have the final possession of the game. So,
are you surprised? You said that, and you're right, but I'm surprised that the analytics said kick. Fourth and one.
I think it's just
it was 12-10, 8 minutes left.
Yeah, with that amount of time left in the game,
you figure there's two possessions left.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Total. One each team, right? So you're gonna get the ball back.
And everybody always assumes like the analytics is always just saying go for it.
Right.
The analytics is always saying go for two and go for it on fourth down. That's not the case. And this was one of those where if you execute the play, I mean, they fumble they can't even get the exchange right. I mean, yeah. Who knows if they actually get the right. First if they could have gotten the snap.
Real quick, Sean, the difference is, too, didn't matter what they did, their win percentage either way was going to be below 45%. Even if they kicked the field goal to the lead, you know, you're only taking a one-point lead now, and you're giving the ball back. You're still projected to lose even if they made it.
Well, I want to know if the analytics take into account, and this is what the old school people say, the Eagles kicker left 7 points on the board. He was struggling. He was terrible, right? He missed two field goals and an extra point.
Awesome.
So you're Washington, take the lead by one. Just take the lead. It's a low-scoring game. You're not in a shootout to where you have to convert fourth downs to score touchdowns. So do they take that into account and the low scoring of the game? Does that factor in? Because all those things add up to Dan Quinn kicking.
They've got here, most models have field position, score margin, time remaining, timeouts, and yards to go as the factors that they use to come up with it.
So score margin, just like if it's 30 to 7.
I would imagine part of what tells them to go for it is also the idea of, like, if you kick the field goal and make it, like the idea being that the reason to go for it there with how close the field goal is that you've got, even if they score a touchdown and get a two-point conversion, it's still a one-possession game because you'd be up by one. Like, all those sort of factors go into just the probabilities of what does it do to the score of the game, and it clearly harmed them. It was a bad call. I was sitting there last night while we were watching it, and that was the I was stunned he went out there with it. Mm-hmm. Now you want to give confidence to your players, but still,
and you got to leave some room open for like these models probably had to leave something open for if it's the fourth quarter and it's 12-10, points are right there. They've been hard to come by.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was 30-27, perhaps the model would say go for it because I feel you're going to give up more points.
But are they doing score margin difference in score or low scoring?
That because I don't know.
That's important.
That's important.
Right? We got a low scoring game. The wind could be 45 right. miles important. An hour. Yeah. You can't throw. That's important. We had a great disagreement in the prep email that I don't even think they're aware of.
I read his email. I read his email.
Okay. Dan Quinn reinventing himself.
Oh, here we go.
Bobby was melting over this article in peace, mainly because it was another opportunity to take a shot at McCarthy.
Yeah.
Choppy in total disagreement. Set it up, Bob.
Yeah, so this was an article that ESPN had released yesterday, and I thought it was really, really good. It's this dense piece talking about basically how Dan Quinn went back and reinvented himself after losing the Falcons job. He talks about how when he got fired by Arthur Blank, it was the very first time in his life that Arthur Blank had summoned him to his house after a game. And so he knew, like, this is not normal. Something's up here. He called his wife while he was driving home and said,
by the way, check out the Arthur Blank airline attendant story with a young girlfriend, supposedly, and the others working overtime, who they have working the flights when Arthur's flying.
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly. Oh,
surprising. The guy with a pencil-thin mustache is
creeping?
Yeah.
Well, look at Peyton.
Exactly.
Oh, what's up?
But he called his wife and he told her, I'm about to get fired, I think. He's like, just so you know, this is the context. This is probably what's happening. Got fired. Said he was mad initially, but then he quickly reflected and said, all right, what do I need to do differently? I need to go change some things. And so he had actually reached out and talked to Laura Oakman from Fox Sports. And Laura had deals with a lot of different coaches on image and different things like that. And he had said, hey, I'm ready to go through that evaluation process you pitched to me a couple years ago, which Dan Quinn had to go find 40 people that he had passed over for a promotion, fired, had just basically different assistants and things like that. And then she was to go to those people and do an anonymous survey on what does Dan Quinn not do well? What does he need to do well as a manager? Where do you think he needs to improve?
Are you saying Laura Oakman did that for Quinn?
Yes.
How did she? We need to get her on. I'm tired of this whole little unwritten secret that everyone doesn't talk about. How did Laura Oakman, who is supposed to be a sideline reporter, get this side role of coach image rehab? That's what she's doing. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it or not. Everyone kind of knows.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of says it in the article.
Okay.
So, I mean, it mentions it. And we make jokes about it every now and then.
You do.
Yeah, well, yeah, I make a lot of jokes about it. That's probably why she wouldn't come on. But, yeah, basically he went through, found the areas where he needed to improve. But he immediately after he got fired reached out to a bunch of different people that, you know, in different fields. So he talked to Terry Francona, he talked to Steve Kerr, Shaka Smart, like just trying to figure out, hey, structurally, what am I not doing right? Where do I need to improve? What do you guys look at things? So this is basically like the Mike McCarthy project that he did. The same image rehab thing where he went away, found the areas where he was deficient, and worked on it. The difference is Dan Quinn's is authentic and real and looks like he's actually implementing things and not just saying, I went into a bar and watched barn and watched every play of the season. Ha ha, just kidding. Now you're stuck with me. He didn't do that bit. But Dan Quinn, one of my favorite notes in this is that Sean Sweeney, the highly touted assist.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5HourEnergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cole McCarthy still comes on with us.
The highly touted,
yeah, this morning.
The highly touted assistant coach for the Dallas Mavericks, Sean Sweeney, had previously been in Milwaukee with Giannis. And Dan Quinn, when he got Micah Parsons here in Dallas, the article talks about that he reached out to Sean Sweeney and said, hey, I'm just curious, how did you guys take such a unique piece like Giannis and turn him into the player he is? Because we've got a unique player in Micah Parsons, and I want to just know if strategically I'm doing everything that I need to. And he said, we just had him practice with the guards. He's a forward, but we had him practice with the guards. And Dan Quinn, easy, I can do that then. And so that's when he started cross-training him, having him work out with the defensive ends and the linebackers. And he said that that was the first push that got them to realize Micah Parsons can rush full-time. So you should love this.
It's a cute story. It's a cute story. It really is. It warms my heart. I got the fuzzies all over the place right here, okay? I'm tingly in certain parts. It's
amazing.
Not just
amazing. The robe, but the fuzzies.
It's not just the robe. This is really cute. You know, the guy went and we buy him reinventing himself, but McCarthy we don't buy. The guy, I mean, I'm sorry. Dan has almost as many losses as Mike has in, like, the last 3 years in each season, and we're halfway through. It's really cute. You know, Dan Quinn was really good when Matt Ryan was elite. And when Matt aged poorly, that is, Dan started to stink. And, and now he gets an elite quarterback. And, wow, unbelievable. He's doing well again. Holy cow, who could have thought that one?
Here's the thing. Do you disagree with the idea that Dan Quinn came in here? Like, I mean, have we not all been going, man, we didn't know what we had with Dan Quinn. Sure miss him this year. Do we not agree that he did come in here and completely...
He's a good coach.
He was considered, in Atlanta and previous stops in Seattle, he was considered a guy who it's, this is my scheme and this is where you go. As soon as he got to Dallas, that did change. He actually did go away and study things and said, I need to change, and started saying, where can I use people to maximize their abilities? And I can't just say that football player doesn't fit for me. I've got to find a way to make my scheme fit them.
I'm not saying he's a good coach.
That's where I say, yeah, that's why I think coach. It's a difference between him and McCarthy's, because McCarthy has stepped into this job here in Dallas, and it's playing out all the same way that he got criticism in Green Bay. It is a complete repeat.
Well,
he didn't learn anything new.
Be fair. He ditched his offensive scheme when he got here. And he let the Cowboys continue with what they were using, just to make
effectively.
Things...
Thank you.
Well, but that's a credit to him.
And then he went, let's go back to mine. We need to go back to three.
And
step
Dak
drops
had his best year that year that they decided to change things.
Dak
up.
Dak had his best year after Dak took over the offense.
Oh, and now they're back at the McCarthy way of doing things, which is 30 years ago football.
Well, look, I'm not trying. This is not a reference. We're not having a McCarthy versus Quinn conversation. It's just
kind of
Dan Quinn.
That's exactly what we're having.
Dan Quinn is a good coach, but this is a BS thing. I mean, he didn't reinvent himself. He got Jaden Daniels. If they drafted Caleb Williams instead, they're not 7-4.
He was different in Dallas. He did show here in Dallas he reinvented himself. And structurally, it sounds like he has been different. They talk about him here in this article that one of the examples of Dan Quinn giving things up and really evolving was the fact that he turned over so much of the defense in the last 2 years here in Dallas to Joe Witt. And he gave him more and more responsibility, because that was one of the feedback points he got from assistants was, you spread yourself too thin. You don't do enough to build up assistants. You're not doing enough to just kind of turn things over them and let them do what they do. And Joe Witt was a guy who went, you know what? Good point. I'm going to let go of some things that I normally would do and hand them over to Joe Witt and let him flourish with it.
Eric, where do you and the G-Bag Nation stand on the replacement? Who was everyone throwing up there as their number one candidate for Mike?
I think we all pretty much want Ben Johnson, the play caller.
That's right.
For the Lions. Especially now, and this was something that we discussed too, is it seems like Dak is, oh, we have a Lions fan. Yeah, here.
I think that's Lion fan Jeff right there. That's who I think that
oh,
is.
Oh, my.
Well, he's repping. He's very on brand as he's in the Honolulu blue from head to toe.
Yes.
I think we all want Ben Johnson. We don't think that the Cowboys – I don't know that Ben Johnson wants the Cowboys. I don't know that the Cowboys want Ben Johnson. But Dak Prescott is now going to be a statue pocket quarterback, immobile. And you see Jared Goff being one of the most statuesque quarterbacks in the sport and how much Ben Johnson is getting out of him. That's just an added layer of why I think Ben Johnson would be the right choice here.
Who do you think it could be or will be? Based on reality,
I think the Vrabel stuff is starting to really add up, and he's got the experience and all that kind of stuff.
Florio talking about Deion and Dan Lanning.
Yeah, and so Mike Florio wrote yesterday as this Deion chatter has gotten louder and louder, not just about Dallas but just the NFL in general. Florio was writing about the potential of NFL teams calling for Deion, and he mentioned what we've kind of touched on, the idea of if Shador is a priority, if that's a priority for Deion, as I want to work with him, then Dallas would naturally be out in that situation. So he pointed to a couple different ones where he thinks ownership desperation, potential for Shador would make sense. Jets, Raiders, and Saints are the ones where he thought they could potentially pull Deion aside. I think Raiders make a ton of sense. Deion has this very public flirtation with Mark Davis. He's talked about Raiders were one of the few teams he would feel good with Travis Hunter and Shador going. And Vegas and Deion Sanders, prime time in Vegas, that's a marketing dream.
Well, Shador has been doing the TB12 stuff. Brady now, like his presence there, I think adds a whole other layer.
Mark Davis told Shador Sanders a couple weeks ago when he saw him at a basketball game, he said, you might already be home.
And Dan Lanning will never happen here.
I don't think it will. I mean, Jerry's not going to hire a college coach, I don't believe. I mean, Dan is going to get – he's going to get
– But you also mentioned
– There's a $20 million buyout. Jerry won't even pay a coach $20 million, let alone pay a college just $20 million for the right to hire the coach, right. Pay him more.
Well, Broadus mentioned something when we talked about Dan Lanning last night of Jerry Jones's relationship with the with Phil Knight, the Nike guy, who's the Oregon guy. Mm-hmm. And Broadus was like, I don't even think Jerry would want to take something away from Phil Knight because they're such good friends.
Oh.
And then Broadus also said that Kirby Smart is the guy that he views as Jimmy Johnson. And if you want a college coach.
That Jerry views Kirby as Jimmy?
No, Broadus. Broadus views Kirby as Jimmy. And he's like, if I'm getting a college coach, I'm bringing in Kirby.
I mean,
that's what Broadus said.
Take him. I would love to get him out of the SEC. But I don't want no visor guy.
Has Luka woken up yet after last night? And the Stars continue to make the Cowboys look silly. That's next. And Coach McCarthy right here on The Fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.